Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tourism Talk for March 26, 2014, here on Baltimore Internet Radio, brought to you by the Baltimore Tourism Association. I'm your host, Chris Reel, from Baltimore Rent-A-Tour, and today I am joined by Beth Sanchez, Director of Sales for Spirit Cruises here in Baltimore. Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hi, Chris. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's great to have you here
awesome today.
Awesome
to be here. Thanks.
Indeed. So let's talk a little bit about Spirit Cruises.
Sure.
Right down there at the Inner Harbor, these boats, I think, if anybody's been to the Inner Harbor, I'm sure they've seen the big Spirit Cruises boats, the two main ones.
Absolutely.
The big, they're blue and white boats.
Right? Yes, they are.
Hard to miss.
Exactly. They're very hard to miss. Our two boats, the Inner Harbor Spirit and the Spirit of Baltimore, are docked right at the Inner Harbor, right near Rita's. Everybody knows where Rita's is.
Oh, sure.
Right across from there. So tough to miss.
Yeah, right down there on the waterfront. And in addition to those two boats, you have, what is it? We have two Sea Dogs now, don't we?
We do. We have Sea Dog 3 and Sea Dog 6 here in Baltimore. Those are the bright yellow boats. You also can't miss those. They're the speed boats that do 50-minute narrated tours up and down the Patapsco River. Fun tours. And this year we have a new addition to our Sea Dog. We actually have Diesel, who is our Sea Dog mascot that's joining our team this year.
Great.
We're very excited about that also.
We'll look forward to seeing him down at the Inner Harbor.
Yep.
So we'll talk more about the Sea Dogs here in just a moment, but I want to get back to these two large ships. Again,
sure.
Folks, if you've been down to the Inner Harbor, you've probably seen these boats, and the boats themselves have been down at the Inner Harbor for quite some time. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. They do have quite a history in Baltimore. People from the 70s and 80s will know them well as the Bay Lady was one of the spirit of Baltimore. My company, Entertainment Cruises, which is based out of Chicago, purchased the two ships in 2008. We did do a major renovation in Spirit of Baltimore, about $1 million back in 2008. So if you haven't been aboard the Spirit of Baltimore or Inner Harbor Spirit, now's the time to come check us out. And also the Inner Harbor Spirit, Chris, I'm very proud to say, is in dry dock right now. She'll be back in a week and a half from Gen Shipyard right here in Baltimore. With a nice new facelift. So both our boats are looking pretty fine.
So both boats have undergone some extensive renovation, ready to go for the 2014 season. They are beautiful boats.
Mm-hmm.
And talk a little bit about what sort of packages you can get on board with these boats. These dinner, lunch, or what kind of things do you do with these?
Absolutely. We do both. Our company's motto is we help people celebrate special occasions and we create unforgettable memories. So you could be celebrating your wedding anniversary with your spouse. So we take parties from two people all the way up to groups of 450 people, depending upon what the celebration is. We do weddings. We do birthday parties, showers, corporate group outings. We host a lot of convention business that comes into our Baltimore Convention Center. Tour and travel groups. We're really looking forward to our season this year. Lots to look forward to in the summer of 2014 in Baltimore.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So a group could charter one of those boats and have it all to themselves.
Most definitely.
Wow. That's very cool. You touched upon this upcoming season here in 2014.
Yes.
We've been talking with a lot of our tourism colleagues, a lot of attractions, hotels, and restaurants. Everybody's super excited about the bicentennial of the Star-Spangled Banner and the Star-Spangled Spectacular
right. That
is coming up in September of 2014. What kind of things are Spirit Cruises doing specifically
sure.
for this event?
Well, first of all, how lucky are we in Baltimore to have this in 2014?
It's pretty special.
It really is. Spirit Cruises is located in seven cities throughout the United States, but I am the one screaming and shouting at the top of my lungs and making my sister cities a little jealous because we're the only ones that have it this year. Spirit Cruises will be running cruises on both the Inner Harbor Spirit and Spirit of Baltimore, as well as the Sea Dogs will be going out every day, all day. And a couple of the things that we're really focused on, the Star-Spangled Celebration, is we have the Blue Angels.
Mm-hmm.
As far as we know, they're coming into town and the fireworks celebrations. So we have a lot of specialty cruises designed and dedicated to that. And we've had, fortunately, I'm very grateful for a lot of traffic from our tour and travel operators coming into town for those cruises.
And we should mention to our tour and travel operators and our group leaders, if you are considering a visit to Baltimore during the Star-Spangled Spectacular, make sure that you get those reservations in now because we are expecting millions, really. And that's
right.
Not an exaggeration.
Nope.
For that Star-Spangled Spectacular, those 10 days in September. So you're definitely going to want to make those reservations as soon as you can. It's going to be an unforgettable experience.
No doubt. We were blessed in June of last year when we had some of the tall ships here. But again, for 2014, it's September, and it being all about Baltimore and our celebration, we're just blessed to have that come to town.
Really, what better way to experience that than from the water? We have such a connection to the water here in Baltimore. And of course, so much happened 200 years ago with the British attacking at Fort McHenry from the Patapsco River. So you really get that sort of firsthand experience out there on those boats.
Absolutely. For example, when the tour parade comes in on day one, we'll have our ships out and about, and we'll be amongst the ships.
You're talking about the tall ships.
The parade of sail, I believe they call it. Right. The first day that they come in, I remember last year in 2013 when the tall ships were here, I was blessed to be out on one of our ships and to watch the ships come in and the sailors on top of those masts. There is nothing like that.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Now, outside of that special event, these boats go out on a regular basis for the lunch and the dinner cruises?
Absolutely. We're just about ready to kick into our busy season, which starts for us informally in April. We host a lot of school events, so high school proms, middle school and grade school field trips are very big for us. Wedding season is right upon us, and the background and photo opportunities and whatnot for weddings is spectacular, as you can imagine, from the Inner Harbor.
How long would one of those cruises generally last?
Great question. Thank you. Our lunch cruises actually last for 2 hours. Dinner cruises are for 3 hours. And then boarding is an additional half hour. But you're actually sailing for 2 or 3 hours, depending upon the day part that you're with us.
Great, great. And what sort of offerings are available on the menu?
The menu. So excited about our menu this year. The Spirit Cruise Line, parent company Entertainment Cruises, has hired celebrity chef Eric Levine. Very fortunate. Eric Levine won, for anyone that's familiar with the Food Network, there was a television show called Chopped, and he was the winner last year of Chopped. So he has come on board, no pun intended, to help us create our 2014 menu, which will officially roll out here in Baltimore in June of 2014. Let's just say it's going to be very nouveau. It's not your typical buffet by any stretch of the imagination. The entrees will include Spirit short ribs, braised short ribs, pan-seared chicken, baked tilapia, just really wonderful creations with a very, very special feel. We're just very blessed.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So the meal in and of itself is an
experience.
Value. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And just add to that the fact that you're out on a beautiful ship in the middle of the Inner Harbor.
Correct.
What a great time. Let's go back to the Sea Dogs. We mentioned those briefly. I was really excited when I saw these boats pulling in to Baltimore. How long ago was that? It's been a couple of years.
Gosh, it was even before my time that they came in. But I believe it was 2010 that you saw our first Sea Dog. And then we had such success that we brought in our second Sea Dog. So, again, very lucky because we have two Sea Dogs, we're able to go out every hour. Mm-hmm. Where if we only had one, we would only be able to go out every other hour. So
now, for those of our listeners that may not be familiar, the Sea Dog is a very different animal than these the Inner Harbor Spirit and the Spirit of Baltimore. Yes. Can you talk a little bit about the boats themselves, what they look like,
absolutely,
and what they can do?
You can't miss those either. as opposed to blue and white, they are bright yellow with our Sea Dog diesel painted on the side. These are speed boats, and actually probably similar to folks that may live in the area. Ocean City has some speed boats down there. I believe they're bright red. But what's really cool about the Sea Dog is it's a 50-minute narrated tour of Baltimore. So you get a lot of history and a lot of really good information as you're going down the Patapsco. But once we get out of the no-wake zone, which is kind of near Fort McHenry, we speed it up. We're going about 40 miles per hour. We turn the music up. We go all the way to the Key Bridge, come back. The kids love it. You have their hands up in the air, and it's just a really, really fun experience for families. And just to let you all know, dogs are invited on the Sea Dog.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
It's a pet dog-friendly
cruise, and we've had some big dogs on that ship, so it's a lot of fun.
And just for our listeners, you know, that maybe aren't familiar with Diesel, I'm looking at a picture of Diesel right now. He looks like a big bulldog, and he's got a sail sailor's hat on and a red bandana around his neck. And you're telling me that Diesel himself is going to be sort of patrolling around the Inner Harbor and shaking hands and meeting people out at the Inner Harbor
this year? You will see a lot of Diesel this year. And he actually just arrived from overseas on Monday.
Wow. So he gets around, huh?
He gets around. But he has promised that he's going to stay with us in Baltimore through this season and ongoing. So very excited. He likes crabs, I guess.
Well, who doesn't? Who doesn't here in Maryland? Well, that's neat. That's a really unique attraction.
Yeah.
You get that history, you get the tour, and you also get sort of a thrill ride experience, I
exactly.
guess.
Exactly. It really is great for families. And actually, with the Orioles opening day coming up for 2014 on March 31st, Monday, I checked the weather. It looks like it's going to be good for us.
I got my fingers crossed.
I know, me too. We actually will open up that day to see if any of those Red Sox fans that will be in town want to come on board.
Well, you can leave them out in the middle of the park.
Actually, we work really, really well with our tourism partners like the Orioles and a lot of the other attractions, Ripley's, believe it or not, all of the local folks to kind of help people that are coming from out of town that want to have an experience besides maybe the ballpark or whatnot.
So do you offer packages with those partners?
We actually do, particularly with Ripley's, believe it or not, which is right at the Inner Harbor, a stone's throw from our ships. We work very closely with their team there, and we also do have packages with the Orioles for their stadium tours that work very, very well. Aquarium, National Aquarium here in Baltimore, too, is phenomenal for families. So I think we have an awful lot to offer folks that are coming in from out of town.
Great.
Even those Yankee fans.
Now, when those bus groups do come into Baltimore, mm-hmm. They would contact your office to make reservations for group arrangements?
Absolutely. They certainly, for any new tour operators out there that aren't familiar with us, they can certainly get in touch with me. I'm sure we can get that information out to you. And yes, we do book directly through our Baltimore and our DC offices will book for Baltimore as well.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. So, and you mentioned that the parent company is Entertainment Cruises, and so
correct.
These are located all around the country, but we've got the best ones right here in Baltimore.
Of course we do.
Fantastic. Well, yes, Beth, let's get that information out there to folks. The website is www.entertainmentcruises.com. And from
correct.
That homepage, you can click through to the Baltimore site?
Absolutely.
Great. And if folks want to give you a call, that number is 443-573-0331. 443-573-0331. And we will also have a link here at Baltimore Internet Radio, so folks can click right through there and find the Entertainment Cruises website and
great.
Learn all about the opportunities available here in Charm City.
Awesome.
That's great. And once again, those boats right down at the Inner Harbor, you can't miss them.
Can't miss them.
Right there on the promenade. And with the weather changing, we're looking forward to a really beautiful spring, summer, and even into the fall with the Star Spangled Spectacular. We hope everyone will be able to take advantage of those great opportunities with the spirit of Baltimore, the Inner Harbor spirit, and the Sea Dogs. Am I leaving anything out?
No, I think you've covered it all. Thanks
excellent.
So much.
Excellent. Well, Beth Sanchez, thanks so much for being with us. Beth is the Director of Sales for Spirit Cruises and Sea Dog here in Baltimore. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here. We're looking forward to our great season 2014.
Same here. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.